And Drake, little Canadian Drake, comes out of the big music industry and he's dating Rihanna.
Yeah.
He doesn't want this woman to go. He wants everyone to know they're together.
And at the time, he's like, he used to call me on my cell phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all he did.
Do you remember he also dated Jennifer Lopez for a bit?
He did?
Yes. Drake got around.
Was that after Puff Daddy?
Yeah, a big time after Puff Daddy. Drake was only 10 when Puff Daddy were dating.
Claudia, let's hear your quote of the day.
All right, this one's a little deeper.
Ooh,
okay,
I love it.
Sometimes we feel a little insecure, perhaps, about ourselves, and we go into work and we say, am I really worth it? So this one's for you this morning. Keep this in mind as you start your day.
Mm.
Remember that your worth is not defined by others' opinion. Stay true to yourself and keep shining.
Thank
That's
you.
It. That's all this morning.
That's it. That was an easy one.
Yeah. Thank you. Lee likes the funny short ones that he can make fun of.
Lee is trying so hard to find something funny to say.
I am so hard. You can hear the wheels turning in my head.
Like, no, but here's the reason why. For you, it's easy because you are the type of person who already does that. You pretty much stay true to yourself. You keep shining. You just have that personality. It's not easy for most people to
You're
do
right.
that. Most people tend to feel like they're being judged by other people or how can I please? How can I make sure that I'm not disturbing anyone?
Yeah.
And then you end up not being your true self.
Mm-hmm. I only came into that chapter of my life much later in my life. Mm-hmm. I wish I was very confident in earlier in my life because I probably would have avoided a lot of heartache, a lot of disappointment, and a lot of just wasted time.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that as you get older, you worry less about what people think just because you don't have the tolerance level anymore.
Exactly. And sometimes you're afraid to shine because you're like, if I shine, am I like putting somebody else in my shadow type of thing? No, I'm sorry. There is room under the sun for everybody.
Yeah, but that's also a woman and man thing too. Men aren't afraid to show off their accomplishments. Not
and
that you're showing them off or anything like that. When women do it, it looks like we're showing them off. So we kind of are a little timid. We push back because we're worried about what people are going to say. They're going to criticize us.
Yeah.
They're going to think that we're boasting. When a man does it, we applaud you. We're like, good for you. That guy's making so much money. He's accomplished so much in his life. When a woman does it, people are like, what do you mean? Why is she showing off? Mm-hmm. It's perceived
it's
very true. Differently. And you say it's true.
And I hate that, but it is true. There's that double standard.
There is.
But you know, it's funny, like the way you said it, Claudia. So there's a rehab that I'm part of, and the counselor there, often in group, if I'm ever there, he'll kind of bring this up. Be like, you know, I wish I had half the confidence that Lee does.
Mm-hmm.
He would say that. And he's like, how do you do that, Lee? I'm like, the truth is I get the confidence to do something after I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to fake until you make it, right? Because if you're waiting for
that
boost, you're waiting for the confidence, it may never come. But if you just take that first step, which is yesterday we said, you know, and that's, it's so important. But one of the other life lessons that I said in the eulogy for my late dad.
Oh, don't make us cry, please.
No, but it's so fitting for this and it's so true. And I wear it very proudly. It's okay to let yourself shine. He was a loud guy.
Mm-hmm.
He wore leather pants and jewelry. And
I love it.
He made me look shy and timid. Okay, let's just say that.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's okay to let yourself shine, but not at the expense of others.
Very nice,
right?
Mr. Habercorn. In your leather pants.
I will never wear leather pants. Let's just get back there. I'm not that confident. Here's Shaboozy. It's a bar song. And there's a mathematical formula for a truly joyful day coming up next.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget.
woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia.
Hi.
Natasha. Hello. Kim.
Good morning.
Lee.
Hi.
Welcome to the party.
I just hit my face with my microphone.
You're missing a tooth.
That would be so terrible. Oh,
so there's something so simple about this, and it's just beautiful. There is a mathematical formula for a truly joyful day.
Okay, how much math is there in that formula? I'm so bad at math.
If you look at the actual formula for this, okay, yeah. it's a little intimidating at first because it seems like high school algebra.
Okay.
Oh, then I'm done. No, I can't do this.
It's like a whole long thing. Like it's all like letters and numbers, and you're like, oh my God, mm-hmm. Do I have to carry the one?
Are you gonna simplify it for us?
It is that simple. Okay. So BDE.
BDE.
Yes, this is not a test, Natasha. Calm down.
X on Y.
BDE, best day ever, equals.
Okay.
FAM 6 plus FR 2 plus SOS 1.5 plus X2.
Oh my God, no. I'm having.
Plus EAT 1.
No, I'm
minus,
in math class right okay. now, and I'm listening to my math teacher, and I can't handle this. And I'm like spaced out, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm like, when is this class over? That's what
so
you just reminded me.
Three more,
me.
But then I'll explain it, and you're gonna win. Minus WRK 6 minus TV 1 minus CMT 0.25. Seems ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay, but experts are saying this is actual the breakdown for a really good day.
Okay.
6 hours of family.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, 6 hours.
There you go. Wait a minute. See, that's what all right? these things
were. Okay. If you think about the culture we live in, 6 hours of family, you get maybe an hour or two in the morning, then
maybe.
You're all at work and at school, and then maybe from 6 o'clock to 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. And so, is that really family time when all of you are kind of like making dinner, homework, et cetera, et cetera? Ooh, that's
hard to do.
So this
has got to be on a weekend.
Yeah, but he's saying every day.
Yeah,
okay,
every
well,
day.
let's try it. Let's
six
see what else there is.
6 hours of
family. 2 hours with friends.
A okay. day?
Can your friends be at work? If your friends can be at work.
Can your friends be on the phone, like talking?
I am not the teacher. Well, okay. I am just
right. This is the best day ever, right?
This is the best.
This is best day ever.
Best day
okay.
ever.
Okay.
Exactly.
When do you work?
Plus 1.5 hours of extra socializing.
Ooh, on top of your friends.
On okay. top of the friends. Wow. On top of the family. Extra socializing.
So that means you don't work and that's why you're happy.
Yeah.
Because 6 hours of family, mm-hmm. 2 hours of friends, 1.5 hours of extra work.
It's already a full day. That's
yeah.
a full
yeah,
shift.
Yeah, and we're not even halfway through the day.
Okay.
2 hours of exercise.
Yeah.
2 hours?
Yes. Oof,
that's extreme. Maybe one.
1 hour of eating and drinking.
Okay, yes. That's good.
There we go. That's where we got all of you. Yeah,
maybe,
for sure.
Maybe two?
Maybe two.
Okay. With less than 6 hours of work.
Okay, so it is a weekend. It has to be a weekend day.
No.
Well, it's the best day
there's
ever.
Work involved.
Because, so but how many hours are we at now?
6 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 plus 1. We are like at 12 hours here.
Okay, so you don't sleep, basically.
So 12 hours of non-work related activities. So basically it's saying that in order to have a wonderful, happy day, you need to do 12 hours of non-professional work.
A day.
A day.
But see, if you also look at it, okay, how many hours does the average person work? Let's call it 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
But you're not working 8 hours a day.
Yeah, but no, but you're at work. You're physically at work. So it's hard to combine the rest unless the eating, the exercise, and the socializing is all done at work.
Yeah. Like, okay, so for example, we're here at work. Can we have, within the time that we're here or you're listening to us on the radio right now, they're probably with their family. We're not with our family.
No.
Are we with our friends? I don't consider you guys my friends, so no.
No.
I'm joking. Of course
thanks
I consider
a lot,
you.
Natasha.
Are we getting any exercise here?
No.
No. Are we eating? We never eat here.
Sometimes
no.
You bring in your cookies.
Yes, okay. But no.
No, but you know, I'm going to say the
that's hard.
The most important thing, the 2 hours with friends or the extra socializing, you're starting your day and you're choosing to let us into your world. And we appreciate that. We love being part of your world. We are yes. The extra socializing for
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Someone just texted a very valid question. So where does the
intimacy
come in? At what point is that?
That's
is that,
the, your extra, that was the extra socializing. Yeah. There you go. We okay. Figured it out.
Or we know some people start affairs at work just saying. Well, like that's the thing that crosses the line. Out of everything I say. And the most important thing here is we sum up your best day ever, according to this mathematical equation, is no more than a 15-minute commute, which means
oh my gosh.
You should not take the REM. Kim, to ensure the best day ever, what else should we not take?
Any of the highways. No, I'm kidding. Not too bad coming in from the West Island. Illator just now starting to reach for St. Charles Ave. The Gallupo bunching up at Donkey Shot. Mercier bunches up in both approaches. Champlain, Victoria, Jacques Cartier, they're moving well. La Fontaine Tunnel inbound bunching up around the 132. Outbounds backing to Beaubien. And a sweep of the 13 and the 15 is next. E-Box's 500 megabits per second fiber internet at $48 per month is the perfect internet to get lost in a YouTube rabbit hole. Details at ebox.ca. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
Since March 1st, all 100 milliliter to 2 liter plastic beverage bottles have become refundable.
That includes all water and juice bottles, even milk and liquor bottles in plastic.
Return yours today. A message from Kosing Axiom.
What to eat, what to wear, what to watch. We make 35,000 decisions every day that are mostly, well... But here's one that's actually exciting. During Nissan's Decide and Drive event, lease select all-new 2025 Nissan Kicks, and you'll get to choose between a Nissan bonus up to $1,200, an accessory credit up to $1,200, or 3 years of prepaid maintenance. It's one decision you shouldn't sleep on. Hurry into your Nissan dealer today.
Until April 30th on approved credit. Conditions apply. Details at Nissan.
Need to make more money? Own a franchise and control your future. Come to the Franchise Expo, April 26th and 27th at the Palais de Congrès to meet with the hottest franchises. Get valuable advice at free seminars and learn how you can open a successful business. This is your only chance to see all your best money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you at Quebec's largest franchise expo, April 26th and 27th, Palais de Congrès. Get tickets at MontrealFranchiseExpo.com.
Hurry, hurry. There's only 1 week left to experience the magic of Easter at Place Versailles. Until April 19th, visit the animals at the farm and on Saturday only, have your face painted and get a glitter tattoo from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Don't miss out on this unforgettable family fun. Visit us today. Place Versailles, corner Sherbrooke Street and the La Fontaine Tunnel, where the metro stops at the door, exit Radisson. Attention! It's time to take advantage of the best offers at Spinelli Volkswagen Lachine. Until April 19th only, lease your Volkswagen for 51 months with no security deposit and enjoy a favorable residual value that lowers your monthly payments. And that's not all. Get a $1,000 Autobahn cash bonus on the Jetta GLI 2025, Golf GTI 2024, and Golf R 2024. Stackable with existing offers. Spinelli Volkswagen Lachine, the address of choice for all automotive services.
All right, your turn to play.
Okay, first clue. It's a family restaurant chain from Quebec.
Donald Donut.
No, that's American. It's Benny and Company. Next clue. It's something with layers with a crispy chicken patty.
Oh,
fried chicken burger.
Almost. It has a hot sauce from another local company. Not too spicy, just the right kick.
Got it. The new Buffalo Fried Chicken Burger from Benny & Company in collaboration with Fire Barnes?
Yes, that's it.
Woohoo!
Now available at all Benny & Company restaurants for a limited time.
Martin's the kind of guy who appreciates the finer things in life. He's the one who's always asking for extra gravy at the restaurant, who's always putting butter on top and mixed into his popcorn, even if it would be nice to have the extras once in a while without paying extra. But during the More for Less event at Germaine-la-Rivière, the more he buys, the more he saves. And because that goes for all departments, Martin has found enchantment. And so have we. Germaine-la-Rivière. Enchanté. Visit us in-store or online.
Spring, at last! And for Easter weekend, Trevi is offering a $750 gift card with a purchase of a selected above-ground pool. Even our new all-black Omega with its thermosolar aluminum wall. A $3,000 gift card with a purchase of an in-ground pool. Even on our new Futura, the only in-ground pool structure that requires no excavation. A $1,000 gift card with a purchase of a spa. Even on the new generation Black Spa made here in Quebec. A colorful Easter weekend with barbecue and in-store swimming on Friday, Saturday, and Easter Monday.
There's a new Nissan Gabriel dealership in Saint-Constant. Take advantage of their introductory offer. Includes tire change, balancing and storage, oil change, and multi-point inspection. Only $99 until April 30th. NissanGabrielSaintConstant.com.
You won't want to miss this. The Sun event is on at Iris. For a limited time, save $150 on prescription sunglasses. Looking for an extra pair? Get 50% off the lenses on your second pair. Whether you're hitting the beach, driving, or just enjoying a walk in the sun, make sure your eyes are both protected and fashionable. Don't wait too long. This special event ends on June 8th. Visit iris.ca for full details. Iris, premium eye care, stylish eyewear. Dr. Jai Saint-Jacques, optometrist.
April 10th to 20th at Chico, get a free nutrients care can for dogs or cats with the purchase of two selected cans. And protect your dog with 10% off Canine Advantix 2 flea and tick treatments. Chico, the favorite local boutique of all our local pets.
The best time of the year to buy a new truck is now. During GMC's Truck Month, check out our incredible deals on a 2025 Sierra. With its luxurious interior and spacious cabin, the Sierra takes comfort to a whole new level. Test drive one today and take advantage of a fantastic deal. Get a cash purchase credit of $8,000 on select 2025 Sierra 1500 models. Only at your GMC dealer. Conditions apply. Details at gmccanada.ca.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez Vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez Vous's Time to Switch event.
Okay, Kim, you ruin our day multiple times a day. What's up on the roads?
I have the fun job. 640, 440, they're busy, but no major delays just yet. 13 South, congested the 440 to Henry Bourassa. 15 South, you're going to bunch up around the 640. Then it fills in at Gouin to get onto the Met. And the Met West is crowded from La Cordaire to Saint Laurent, where it bogs down for DeCary. It's Canadian Tire's big spring tire sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and Motormaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details online. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
The scary world of kidfluencers coming up next. Here's Aiko Aiko with Pizza Pizza. Appetit, appetit. Aiko Aiko.
Hey yo, big wave. Turn the mic on. Small time alongside JW.
My bestie and your bestie sit down by the fire. Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. I go ane. Chucking more fina anane. Chucking more fina ne. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze and big palm trees. I tell you, life don't get no better. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. I go on it. Chucking more fina on it. Chucking more fina on it.
Okay, your mama Nguele. Step on the dancing floor. Hips be winding, detail rewinding. Take it to the island way. One drop
pop it low now. Take you to the max now. Jam in this small jam way. Jam in this small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
I go, Ani.
Straight up, right, hoochie mama. Make me party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance for party ladies, do the doggy doggy. I'm drumming island reggae, rapping blue, green and yellow. Me tapping and baby, making slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping. We drumming the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the islands. Grab your shoes, let me two by two. And now we're shining bright like diamonds. Talking about
hey now.
Backward.
We go
left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
Wind up, go down again.
Wind up, go down, wind up, go down. Twist your body backward.
Twist it
back. We go left, left, we go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about
hey now.
Like it or not, influencers are just like part of our world today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't go anywhere without seeing them online, you know, saying, hey, everybody asked me about my workout routine. No, nobody does.
Oh my God.
Hey, everybody's asking me about my skincare routine. No, nobody does. Hey, let me tell you about this product. Influencers are everywhere.
Yeah.
Which is one thing. But it's the scary world of kidfluencers that have kind of taken the world by storm.
Yeah.
And it's a show. It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's four episodes. It's called Bad Influence, The Dark Side of Kidfluencers. And basically follows this one particular child, Piper Raquel, and her journey throughout her becoming very, very famous because of her mom, who became her momager. And what they did is they started off with Piper, but then they started bringing in other kids. And at one point, all these kids were almost like living in this mansion somewhere where they would film like 10 to 12 hour days where everything was staged. But the mother would emotionally abuse them, physically abuse them. There was some sexual harassment going on there to the point where the parents of these kids decided to take her to court. Because of the fact that she basically stole their innocence and she stole their youth.
She exploited them.
She exploited them and she was making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so Kim and I were discussing this because our kids did watch Piper Raquel, especially during pandemic. And how did Shayla react?
She was shocked. Like when she first went into it, she was like, oh, they're going to be fine, Mom. They're going to be fine. By the end of it, she was sad that Piper was left with no friends and that, you know, she contributed to this by consuming these YouTube channels during pandemic and whatnot. Like she watched a lot of that.
Mm.
So she felt like she donated to it, like it contributed
like
to the issues.
She contributed,
No, she felt like she was responsible for her downfall.
Yeah, and then she feels for this girl, Piper, that now has no friends. She's been cut off and, you know, all of that.
So, you know, I the world of influencing, I it's like, there's this, it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
And I think if people understand that and they don't take it as seriously as these influencers think they are, then it's okay. But I feel like we often have to remind people that what you're seeing is staged, what you're seeing is not real, and what you're seeing is all, it's entertainment, right?
For sure.
But I also put a lot of the blame on the parents. I do. And as a parent, I think you have to have the responsibility to kind of know what is right for your child to do or not. A lot of the, I question all the time, like, how do they get so many subscribers on YouTube? How does this child influencer go from like 300 people liking her on YouTube to millions and millions? And then I worry, well, who are those millions of people? Because they're not only young young people. They could be pedophiles and all that stuff. And then I think to myself, you always have to ask the parent. Then you're like, this mom became like crazy mom when she took advantage because she saw the money coming in, right?
And the other parents of the other kids were not allowed in the house while they were filming.
It was also pandemic, right?
You know, there's the R. Kelly story, there's the Michael Jackson stories and all that about the parents. And you're always like, well, how did the kids get involved? Well, why did the parents let them?
Because you see a better life for your kids. So you hope that it's going to be different. You think that this will never happen to you. You just, you're naive or hopeful and, you know, kind of like blinded by it.
Nah, this mother is just like...
She knew exactly what she was doing.
I mean, the other parents, that's why you let your kids, because you hope it gives your kids a better life.
Yeah, and then you think of the impact of watching this for kids at home as well. I remember Lily Blue watching different families, and at one point she was like, well, why can't we be with that family?
Yeah.
Because that family was always building forts, and they were always playing games, and they were always opening gifts, and the parents were always happy. It is painting a picture of what reality should be, but actually isn't. So for kids watching that, who, you know, it doesn't happen that way at home.
Yeah.
Parents get upset. We're not always opening gifts. We're not always playing games. That's the reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's like
that's
the
not
JoJo
what they see.
Was of the world, right? She was really big as well. And then, you know, and they always have this problem, this mother-daughter problem afterwards. And you wonder why. It's because the moms are probably like this one, encouraging them to do it.
I mean, you know, it's so easy to say that it's the social media aspect, but the truth is this happened. I remember growing up as a teenager, and if you see certain kids that were put into reality shows, they didn't choose to be on it, and they all ended up pretty messed up. John and Kate plus 8.
Oh,
yeah.
17 kids and counting.
Yes.
I don't know that one.
The Mormon family has.
They may have more than that now.
Yeah, that was how it started.
Okay.
And these kids didn't choose to be part of a show. It's the families that did. And, you know, yes, there's probably the other side where you want to give your kids better lifestyle than you could have afforded previously.
So you're saying it's reality shows that started it.
It's reality shows. But it even goes back to the 90s. There's always people taking advantage of kids.
Yeah.
Like the manager for the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's a tale as old, or Elvis's manager.
Yeah.
Like it goes back as long as it's been entertainment, people are going to try to take advantage of those vulnerable artists.
Well, they see people as dollar signs. That's what happens. And so some parents see their kids as being just that, and it is wrong. And if you want to see how deep it can get and how harsh it can get, watch it. This is amazing. Yeah. And watch it with your kids so that they're aware of what exactly happens on the other side.
I also think that, like, my child does not watch television. My child watches YouTube.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem right there, is that this generation is not watching mainstream television. They're online all the time watching these influencers idolizing these people instead of like the Hollywood stars that we used
to. Right.
Yeah.
You're
somebody
right.
that used to work on mainstream TV, you probably hate that. Here's Hotter Now, Lucala on the Beat Breakfast Club. Happy Wednesday.
How sweet. This book.
hotter now.
Hey there, Beat Breakfast Club, talking about the scary world of kidfluencers, but a few of you missed the beginning of that conversation. What's the name of that trending show again?
So it's called Bad Influence, The Dark Side of Kidfluencers. It's available on Netflix, and it just goes to show how far people are willing to go in order to make money off of their kids.
I can't put my mic on today. Why? But you know what? I mean, the Kardashians are an example of this. If it wasn't for Kris Jenner, who encouraged all of her girls to become influencers, I mean, everyone's like, she is the best momager in the world, but I mean,
but
really?
They were adults. It's different. They were very young. But I think it was done in a more respectful way. Anyways, from what we see,
selling your daughter's sex tape is a respectful way.
Oh, well, so, yeah. So,
what?
Yeah, no, that, yes. Yes, that one, yes. But the rest, I think, like, they're all agreeing adults now to do the show.
Now they are. But in the beginning, I mean, it's exactly what you're watching here. She was the puppeteer.
The puppeteer, yeah.
What stands out from all of this is Claudia, what your daughter Lily Blue was saying about, not this show, but one of the other shows of seeing a family, right?
Yeah. She sees family on YouTube and she's like, I want to be a part of that family because they're always happy. Look at the moms always, you know, doing recipes and baking cakes and opening gifts and doing all these
smoke
fun
and
things. Yeah,
and
exactly.
At first it's like, it's scary to hear that because you watch them, you know, watching these kidfluencers or these YouTube things that we know are fake. But the truth is, I don't know about you, I grew up fantasizing about being part of some TV families.
Oh, yeah. I think we all did.
I think so. Because
we didn't have this, right? So we would watch television shows and we would fantasize about being part of these families.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So which one?
You know I want to hear it. I'm super curious what everyone, you know, imagined, what TV family just did it for you. Like, which one did you...
Okay, so I'm going to go there because I know Lee wants to do an Italian joke for me. No, not the Sopranos.
Okay.
I'm not even trying to be funny with this one.
I thought you were going to look at me and be like, Natasha wanted to be the Sopranos.
It's real. No. This is a real thing.
Yeah. So I think I always wanted to be part of the Family Ties or the Cosby Show. Because, right? Because the Cosby Show, they were living in New York City.
Yes.
He was a very, the brownstone. Uh-huh. They were like a great family, very open. Mm-hmm. They had these conversations that I never had with my parents, right? Like these deep, fun conversations. And they were just successful. And their kids were not perfect, but they dealt with matters openly and funny. And I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go for Full House. By the way, that house just sold for $6
million. $6 million.
Because I just felt like I've always wanted siblings. I'm an only child, and they had all kinds of siblings, and they were all living together. And I love how, you know, they said the door's always open, and that's kind of like my motto right now where I live. My door's always open, and there's all kinds of in and out. So I'm kind of like recreating
that
full house, although I'm an
that
only child.
That was also for, the,
so nice.
For that time, that was like the modern family of that time.
Yeah.
You know, because they had like
the dad, the single dad,
exactly.
And then, you know, the uncles helping out,
exactly.
And then it was great.
And this text just came in, talk about the modern family of the time, the Brady's.
The Brady Bunch.
Two separate families coming
Bunch.
Together.
Yes, the Brady
Bunch. You gotta say it. That family always kind of creeped me out. It was just a little too much. I don't know.
Marsha.
I didn't trust it. Didn't trust that family.
Because there were too many people living
there. It was almost too perfect.
It was
No. That's not the way to go.
I'm the same as Natasha. I really, really loved The Cosby Show. But for some reason, I felt like I was living with Roseanne.
Oh, Roseanne.
Just so relatable, right?
Such a good one.
No. Wanted to be the Cosbys, felt like I was Roseanne.
It was the most relatable. It was the most real. Another one is from Everybody Loves Raymond. It seemed like it was so dysfunctional that it was like you could imagine it being your family. For me, it's got to be Family Matters. Do you remember that show with Steve Urkel?
Oh, Laura.
Yeah. Laura. I've fallen and I can't get out.
That was Steve Urkel.
Steve Urkel. Oh, he was so cute. Part of that family.
Oh, my God.
What? Okay.
Someone just texted right now. I had the biggest crush on the actor who played in Growing Pains. Do you guys remember Kirk Cameron?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Growing Pains. Yes. I loved that show. Yes.
Who's the Boss? The George Lopez Family.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Friends. Seventh Heaven. Yeah.
We're getting so many texts coming in. Who's the Boss? Oh, yes. That was fun.
With Tony Danza.
As we're so quick to judge the younger generation for looking up to these kidfluencers.
We did the same.
We did the exact same, just in our own way. Okay, so let's be light on them. It's always so easy to judge the younger generation. Let's just embrace their ridiculousness, because you are all just as ridiculous as them. Kim, what ridiculous is happening on the roads?
Oh, everything. 13 South congested. Dagenais to Henri Bourassa this morning. 15 South crowded the outlets to St. Rose and then Saint-Martin to the Met. Met West, you're going to slow Lac-Order to Papineau and again from St. Laurent to Decarie. 40 East, Illator, starting to reach for that 30-40 split. 20 East, the Gallipot is about halfway to DeLille. Did you know that the Mazda CX-5, Mazda CX-30, and the Mazda 3 Sedan and Sport were named Best Pick by Protégez-vous? Visit your Mazda retailer today. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
These days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights. Even when she's up against me, I don't know why. It feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Breakfast Club, and it is time for Spit It Out. That's the game where we describe the words And whoever guesses the most wins.
And what a great prize this morning. $100 to spend at Archipel. So much fun to go shop there.
And the only thing standing between you and winning is texting your name to 92925, and you could be playing next.
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be 48 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
This long weekend, find amazing offers for your home and patio at The Brick. For 4 days only, shop incredible deals in every department. Like save up to 40% off on select mattresses or up to $700 off genuine leather sofas. Plus, until April 30th, take up to 60% off Canadian-made sofas or save up to $1,000 off a 4K smart TV. Some exclusions apply. Visit TheBrick.com for details. The Brick, proudly Canadian since 1971.
Spring at last. And for Easter weekend, Trevi is offering a $750 gift card with a purchase of a selected above-ground pool. Even our new all-black Omega with its thermosolar aluminum wall. A $3,000 gift card with a purchase of an in-ground pool. Even on our new Futura, the only in-ground pool structure that requires no excavation. A $1,000 gift card with a purchase of a spa. Even on the new generation Black Spa made here in Quebec. A colorful Easter weekend with barbecue and in-store swimming on Friday, Saturday, and Easter Monday.
Did you know there are a ton of tax credits you may be eligible for? Learning which ones are for you couldn't be easier. Go to fairforall.ca to find all the available credits. Whether you're a parent, senior, caretaker, student, or self-employed worker, you'll be able to easily see which tax credits apply to you. Be sure to take full advantage of them. Visit us at fairforall.ca. A message from Revenu Quebec.
When you get into a new BZ4X, you might suddenly realize how amazing your home really is. Because when you can charge your new EV with a regular outlet, it is the gas station. Which means, finally, your coffee will be fresh. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota. For a limited time, you can get up to $6,500 in government rebates and Toyota customer incentives. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Quebec Toyota dealer today for details.
If a good time sounds like, or golden hour tastes like, and getting back to yourself feels like, you've got a sense of New Brunswick.
Clutter and junk have got you cornered.
Every time you turn around, there's more than there was before.
You barely have room to move.
You're so crowded, it's hard to breathe.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point. Now you breathe fresh air. Freedom.
Now you've got the breath to sing.
Now you've got the space to entertain.
Now you've got a big home.
A happy home.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hurry, hurry! There's only 1 week left to experience the magic of Easter at Place Versailles. Until April 19th, visit the animals at the farm and on Saturday only, have your face painted and get a glitter tattoo from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Don't miss out on this unforgettable family fun. Visit us today! Place Versailles, corner Sherbrooke Street and the Lafontaine Tunnel, where the metro stops at the door, exit Radisson.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom!
He's exactly like his father.
BMR. Built for pros.
Hey, hen, wanna
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea.
Watch a movie?
BMR. Built for pros.
Surround yourself in color. Save 20% on Benjamin Moore Aura, Regal Select, and Ben Interior Paints from April 16th through the 29th. Take advantage of this offer at your local Benjamin Moore store, a Canadian-owned retailer. Details in store.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. You can vote early. Advance polls will be open April 18th to 21st. If you prefer, you can vote at any Elections Canada office until Tuesday, April 22nd, 6 p.m., or you can apply to vote by mail. Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca for all the ways you can vote.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
Ride a Subaru des Sources. Get up to $20,000 in discounts on the all-electric 2024 Solterra, including a $4,000 Roulet Vert credit, and enjoy lease rates starting at 0.99% for 24 months. Subaru des Sources.
Ride with us. Ride at Dilawri.
Good morning, Montreal. It's Catherine D. Looking for the ultimate daily boost? HD Bio Boost Cream from Karine Jonca is the perfect skincare solution to prevent the first signs of aging while visibly smoothing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. From the very first first use, your complexion will look refreshed, brighter, and naturally more radiant. It deeply hydrates the skin while instantly reducing signs of fatigue and the appearance of pores. The must-have for high-definition skin from morning to night. HD BioBoost Cream from Karen Jolka is available in pharmacies.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
Listen up. Let's go.
Spit it out with the Beat Breakfast Club.
All right, and up for grabs this morning, $100 gift card to spell.
Well,
because I wanted to send to spend at Archipel, and together it made to spell. Maybe you shouldn't choose me for Spit It Out this morning.
Very true. We just grabbed the words. Whoever guesses the most wins. And Tina is going to take a stab at it. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So good.
Tina.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Lachute.
They have the best poutine around Montreal is in Lachute.
Yeah.
And Lee has tried every poutine around
this
the city.
This is a very true story. And then on the 13, I believe, you got Rola.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Rola, what is your name? What's the origin of your name?
It's Lebanese.
Rola. Rola, I like it.
Oh, good. Look at you guys.
We have no idea what you guys just said to each other. How are you?
Lebanese, I love your food. Fantastic food.
It's always going back to food.
Always. That's all it is. Never had a Lebanese poutine, though. All right, so, Tina, we did call you first. Would you like to play with Team Claudia or Team Natasha?
Team Claudia.
Are you sure?
All right.
Yes, I'm sure.
I'm mixing all my words this morning. Okay. All right.
Spit it out between Tina and Claudia starts in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, not clean, but...
Dirty?
This morning you were listening to the...
Radio?
Are you going on a cruise?
A boat?
The other word for it.
Cruise ship?
Yeah.
Ship?
You use this to dry yourself after a shower?
Towel?
The day after today would be?
Saturday?
No, the day after today.
Tomorrow.
If you cut yourself, you put on a?
Band-aid.
Uh-huh. And finish the blank. Oh.
That was really good, though.
That was very calm.
Really calm. I liked it.
I'm not that calm.
You know, Tina and Claudia, you got six right.
Six? Okay, that's good. I'm happy with that. Okay, here we go.
Okay, Rola on the third team with Natasha. Spit It Out starts.
Hi, let's do this.
Spit it out in 3, 2, and 1.
Okay, it's the coffee shop with the mermaid.
I don't know, Starbucks?
Yes. Vampires hate this. You put it on your bread, it makes your breath stinky.
Garlic.
Yes. It's a purple flower. They smell really pretty.
Iris?
Yeah, yes. You sleep on this. You sleep on it every night. You go, okay, yeah.
Bed.
We live on this planet. Yeah, in the summer you wear these on your feet, you walk on the beach, they're
flip-flop.
Called? Yes. You put this on your pasta, it's red and yummy. Do we give it to her? She said sauce.
Right?
I think it was after the buzzer, I'm gonna say.
Well, just to have fun, let's give it to her. Then
all
it's
right,
a tie. Good
and
job. Okay.
By the way, the good smelling flower.
What did she say? I thought she said an iris.
Because
an iris is also sometimes purple. But it was a lilac we were looking for. Yeah. But that's okay. We're going into a tiebreaker, which means, Tina, we go back to you. You decide whether you'd like to play with me. You'll have 10 seconds to figure out a word that I'm trying to describe, or you're going to pass it on to Natasha and Rola.
Oh, my God, I don't know. I'll try to play.
All right.
You'll try to play. Okay.
10 seconds on the clock. Tina and Claudia, one hard word. Let's do it. It starts in 3, 2, 1.
Oof, if you're adding somebody on socials, you will send a friend
request.
Yes!
Yay!
Nicely done, Tina.
Well done.
That's amazing.
Well done. You just won $100 to spend at Archipel. It's a great place to shop in Saint-Hubert. You're absolutely going to love it.
Thank you so much.
And there's a good chance you're going to run into Claudia when you're there.
Or Kim.
Like her, or Kim.
Yeah.
Whatever stores. Congratulations. We play Spit It Out every single day at this time. So if you think you'd be good at it, hey, just text us tomorrow morning. Before we get to Kane Brown Miles on it, Kim, how are those roads?
Oh, it's a busy one. It's Wednesday, so 40 East Illitoward. It's just about to that 30-40 split. Then it gets busy at Cavendish. 20 East, the Gallipoe starting to reach, rather, for Cardinal Leger. Then it gets crowded through Lachine. Mercier, 138 at the Bingo Hall, 132 backing just past the lights. Champlain's at the tracks. Then it tightens up at De La Vérendrye to get through Turcotte. It's Canadian Tire's big spring tire sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and Motormaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck. The night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles
on it in 1 hour, 7 minutes, and 9 seconds. I know.
My mind. How did he do that?
Terrible at math, really good at time for some reason. The easiest quiz in the world.
Yes.
It has been so much fun to play this every day.
Yes, and you don't need to know anything about math. You just need to know that 30 seconds are on the clock and you're going to answer 10 questions and you're going to win $1,000.
How many seconds are in 30 seconds?
60.
30.
Oh, my God.
And she said it with so much confidence.
I was not listening.
So much confidence.
It's the Benelin in
me. But you know what? That's an exact perfect reason. Like, that's what it is.
See?
As long as you pay attention.
Because
you know how many seconds are in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But it's the nerves. It's the wanting to get ahead of yourself. Just, you know, count twice.
Because you normally ask how many seconds are in a minute. That's what I was just thinking. I was like,
justify it.
But I appreciated how you yelled out something very quickly. That is the way to play.
Yes. Claudia, always looking for the better. Like she's the glass half full.
Always look on the bright side
of
your life.
And you are the glass spilt on the floor sometimes. Okay? Easiest quiz in the world, 8 o'clock.
The Beat Breakfast Club has...
three things you need to know.
Okay, so food inflation reached 3.2% in the month of March. It's the highest it's been in 50 years. That's an increase of 1.9% since February. Why is this happening? There's a reason. This rise is mainly explained due to the end of the GST holiday last month.
Oh, right.
Remember how?
Yeah.
See, we forgot about
Well, I didn't really take advantage of it, to be honest with you.
You didn't?
Either. Terrible vacation. What not a good holiday.
Not a good holiday to have. Okay. Well, I mean, according to this, we may have saved 3.2% in the month, you know.
Remember that $250 we were all supposed to get? Never got that either.
I know,
so
I know.
Wait, there, so what was the story? See, I can't even. So there was an inflation of
3.2% in the month of March.
Okay.
So your groceries cost you, Natasha, 3.2% last month.
More.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But you know what bothers me about this whole story is that while it cost me more money, my food, like there was a shrinkflation in everything that I bought.
Yes.
Right.
You're spending more, getting less.
You're spending more, getting less. Everything that I'm buying is shrinking.
But here's the silver lining.
Okay.
Okay. The coming month will likely be easier for consumers because of the falling oil prices and the Canadian dollar gaining strength against the U.S. dollar.
Oh.
So we might recoup that 3.2% next month.
I just want to open up a box of cookies and see them the way I used to remember them. Now they're so tiny.
It's true.
They're tiny.
What about the pack of gums? Missing one gum. Do you notice?
No.
The corner, the left corner.
That's just your husband taking out a piece.
So I would get...
Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
There's one whole... What?
So here's another thing. Did you guys notice whenever you buy pasta now, it used to be 500 grams of pasta, but now it's 410.
Yeah. Mm.
Some boxes or bags are 350 for the same price, but you're getting less pasta.
Did you notice that you have three breasts of chicken instead of four in that pack?
Hello. Yeah.
So if you're a family of four, you have to buy a second pack of three, and now you have six.
There you go.
Have you eaten a Dorito recently?
There's only one Dorito in the bag.
There's nothing in
there. The Doritos, each individual chip got thinner. I'm telling you, I'm a Dorito expert.
Yeah.
I'm a munchy monsoon over here. I don't know what that means. They got thinner. It's not fair.
Shrinkflation is not good.
It's not good.
No, you know what is good? The Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, yeah.
And only in Montreal does hockey have more pull than our prime minister. Okay, this is so amazing. So tonight is the first of two national debates happening here in Montreal. And the Habs are also playing their final game of the season. Mm-hmm. If they win or they tie, they make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, go Habs, go.
And please, every politician is like, uh-oh, everyone's going to watch that.
Of course, we can't compete.
Not watch our debate. Mm-hmm. So they changed the time of the debate.
It's going to be at 6 now.
Exactly. I mean... Are you going to watch it?
I am going to watch
it. Are you?
Yeah.
I still think the politicians were like, I want to watch the Habs game. We are not doing this a Habs game. Like, exactly. Go Habs, go.
And that Habs game starts at 7 p.m.
That's right.
All right?
Okay. So it's only going to be an hour. Usually it's longer.
I think they're going to overlap, but they're just worried that, you know.
I'm going to watch 1 hour.
Out of the way. Yeah. That's your, okay. So this is very Montreal. If you have a Tempo that is still outside at your home, you've got to take it down. And here's the reason why, because you could be slapped with a fine of up to $1,000 if you keep it.
I did not know this.
Neither did I.
This was news to me this morning.
Because I'm looking around my neighborhood and people still have their Tempos.
Yes.
And in my neighborhood, the deadline was April 15th.
Yesterday.
Uh-huh. If you live... Okay, so that's probably why they still had it up. In the East End, May... My mind is not working.
Okay. I love it.
In the East End, April 30th is your deadline. Verdun, May 1st. I don't know why there are different deadlines in different boroughs in the city, but if you do have a Tempo, you're not allowed to keep it up until the summer. Did not know that. Mm-hmm. You have to take it down completely, poles and all. And this is obviously if you don't know when the deadlines are in your neck of the woods, then you should check out the website on the City of Montreal.
Okay, so I know that they're an eyesore, but I just had a visual when you said in the summer. Can you imagine having one of those in the summer and using it like as a tent to be able to like gather a lot of people under like have your picnic tables there and then it's raining and it doesn't matter?
It's called a gazebo.
Exactly.
Yeah, but in your front yard.
No, so I've seen people do like their harvesting.
Yes.
People will like, they'll do, yes, and they have.
It's called a greenhouse.
Guys, some people put couches in there in the summer. Yeah,
I think that's really cool.
Yes, they do.
I did that a few years ago when I was a single bachelor because I also would go outside. I was a smoker at the time also. And I put a legit Tempo on my balcony.
There you go.
Covered in camouflage.
Camouflage?
And put Christmas
are you in the
lights
war?
Inside.
Oh, why are you putting camouflage?
I was a bachelor. I thought it was cool. I put LED lights in there and everything.
It is kind of cool,
you were on some type of...
There's a reason why I'm sober now. Let's just say that. All right. Kim, how are those roads?
Oh, it's a busy Wednesday. Met West, slow moving. La Cordaire right through to DeCary. 40 East at Illitorts at the 30-40 split. Then it fills in at Cavendish. 20 East, the Gallipo is reaching for Cardinal Leger. Then it gets crowded through Lachine. With buy one, get one free at Deluxe Paints, do more and do it for less. But hurry, offer ends May 5th. Visit your local Deluxe store today. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
So the sun's going to be shy today. It's going to be mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain mixed with snow this morning. It's also going to be quite windy and cold, only a tiny high of 5 today. Yeah, so maybe take out that winter jacket just for one more day, because as of tomorrow, clearing skies, sunny breaks, high of 9. The weekend looks like it's going to be beautiful, except for Saturday. But Sunday and Monday, the sunshine will be with us. Right now, 1 degree in Montreal.
See, it's forecast like this is the reason why we are sick.
Yes. See, too many changes.
You don't know what.
You were partying all weekend and being irresponsible.
Not
don't
at
blame
all.
It on the weather,
not
Natasha
at all. Blame
Gargiulo.
It on the weather.
And now, by the way, you're getting everybody else sick. I'm
just
saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not the weather. It's
I'm
you.
Getting sick. I'm going to be off. Soon.
Yeah. You're
hey,
the problem.
You have a it. Day off. So you're welcome.
All right. So listen, there's a shortage of something these days, and millennials are pointing out how their kids aren't getting the same childhood that they had.
Oh.
Yeah, that's coming up next. Here's Milky Chance, Stolen Dance on the Beat.
The Beat Breakfast Club. Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.
I want you by my side so that I never feel alone. They've always been so kind, but now they've brought you away from me. I hope they didn't get your mind. Your heart is too strong anyway. We need to fetch back the time they have stolen from us.